This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
A long night of baseball between the Mariners and the Red Sox. Guillermo Heredia digs in bottom two to face Drew Pomerantz. 2-1 and two men away.
This one drilled deep to left. That baby is out of here. Guillermo Heredia.
The pitch. Swinging a high fly out towards left center field. Some carry. Bradley is looking. He is watching. It is gone. This game is tied.
Broken bat looper. That's trouble. Charging Gamble. Ramirez looking at the play. He is safe. 3-2 pitch from Pfister. Line drive. Base hit. Gamble going to third. Oh, here's a throw. He's in there safely. With a win here, pitch to Mike. Gets away! We get a timeout game! Can you believe this? Heredia, he's going to third! Here's a throw to third! He is safe! Up the middle, slow roller!
There it is!
That's gonna do it! Ball game! Gene Segura!
Games like this can make or break a team's season. And the Mariners are hoping the momentum from a 6-5 13-inning win will propel them forward in a very tight wild-card race down the stretch. Here is Seattle skipper Scott Servais in the aftermath of a 6-5 13-inning win against the Red Sox.
What a ball game. You know, lots of pitching in that game. It was just crazy. You know, going back, obviously Felix the start. Really cruising through five innings. I thought it was really on top of his game. And then, you know, it got away from a little bit in the sixth, and Pedroia the big double, and then Bradley, and at that point just went to the bullpen, and I thought our bullpen did an outstanding job. I really tipped my hat to those guys. There was some tough innings. Pazos was battling through it, got some big outs, and even Tony Zick running him out there for the second inning, he made some awesome pitches, and Leon just found the broken bat in the right spot. But awesome effort by our entire club tonight just to hang in there. It's a really important game. We know kind of where we're at, and we talked about trying to win series, and, it's – can't say enough about the effort. Just never quit and never, just hanging in there grinding. I think Guillermo Heredia's last at-bat kind of typified the ball game tonight. It was 9-10 pitch at-bat, kept fouling them off, and three-run homer early in the game, huge at-bat late, and – in my opinion, probably the biggest play in the game was him going from first to third on the pass ball or the wild pitch, keeping his head up there and taking the extra base, which allowed, him to score the winning run there. So a lot of crazy plays in that game. But, again, it says a lot about the effort of our ball club and the guys really sucking it up. It's hard. It's hard when you stand out there and play 13 innings. I've caught in those games, and, great job tonight. Big home run to tie the game, and then, hanging in there with all the pitches and, the tough spots in that game. So couldn't be any happier with the effort.
Pazos' ability to work to that inning after that error from Cano with the four-pitch walk on the bunt set up to get out of that. What did you see from
that? That was dicey. There, no doubt. Paz has been struggling a little bit lately. Hopefully this kind of jump starts him. It's good to walk off the mound, making big pitches. Got a big strikeout at the end of the inning. And we need him. He's been a big part of our bullpen in the first half, and we're going to need him here as we get deeper into the season. So hopefully that'll jumpstart him, getting back going in a positive direction.
The MVP of Tuesday's game was, without question, Guillermo Heredia. He drilled a three-run shot bottom two off Drew Pomerantz to give the Mariners an early 3-0 lead. Then in the 13th inning, he went first to third on a wild pitch of all things, enabling him to score the game-winning run on the first career walk-off hit for Gene Segura. Here is Heredia speaking to the media following Seattle's 6-5 13-inning win.
You say he wanted there to do his best. Fight for the team, and he put a great at-bat. He came up with a single, and then with a wild pitch, he was able to get to third.
Well, and a heads-up play on that. What did you see that told you to take off to third?
¿Qué tuviste que te dice que te dijo que llegara a tercera?
No, fue algo que me salió. Que salí para segunda, salí fuerte, agresivo, y se me dio la oportunidad, vi que podía llegar a la tercera y me lancé.
He said it was his instincts, and then he was aggressive, and he got a chance to get a turn, and he went to third.
Robinson Cano went 2-for-6 in Tuesday's 13-inning marathon, and the veteran second baseman knows how crucial this victory was, which got the M's back to the 500 mark on the season at 51-51. Here is Cano speaking to the media following a 6-5 13-inning win against the Red Sox.
I mean, it was a great game, you know, by Heredia and the whole team. I mean, was able that we was leading by 3 and then came up and went up by 1. And then Sunino came up with a big home run. We got to give a lot of credit to Sunino, came back and tied the game. And the bullpen did a great job. And, you know, thanks to the fans to support Tay out here this late.
The M's send Andrew Moore to the mound on Wednesday. He'll be opposed by Red Sox ace Chris Sale.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.